Welcome back to the Brain Food blog for Medscape Psychiatry. I'm Dr. Drew Ramsey. Last month, we reviewed the literature on how diet can be used in the treatment of depression and some of the data supporting the augmentation of our current mental health treatments with thinking about food. So how does nutritional psychiatry and the use of nutrition and food influence anxiety disorders? Anxiety disorders are the most commonly diagnosed mental health disorders, and so it's to note right off the bat, there's not the same robust set of data that we have with depression. There are no randomized controlled trials clearly looking at anxiety disorders or specific anxiety disorders and the use of food or nutrition or even specific nutritional supplements. In this video blog, I wanted to go over what data does exist because it certainly is growing and quite interesting, and then tell you a bit about how we use food to help patients with anxiety disorders in our clinic in New York City. First, let's talk about the data. So in 2009 is when more data started to emerge based on Felice Jacka's group looking at the Hordaland data set. There's a large epidemiological data set in Scandinavia. And there were two notable findings. The first was that overall dietary pattern does correlate with anxiety, specifically increased consumption of Western foods or a more kind of modern or dietary pattern demonstrated or correlated with an increased risk of anxiety disorders by about a 25 to 29% increased risk in both men and women. Additionally, Dr. Jacka and her group found a correlation with the nutrient choline. Choline is a B-like vitamin, very similar to folate, that's used in the methylation cycle. And patients who were in the lowest tertile of choline consumption had about a 33% increased risk of having an anxiety disorder. Choline is found in eggs and tofu primarily, but also found in most meats. Moving beyond the epidemiological data, really a few nutrients and foods then stick out. The first are fermented foods, and as we've begun to think more of the gut-brain axis and the influence on the microbiome on our mental states, anxiety and the use of fermented foods have become a subject of interest. There's a great review in 2017, The Effects of Probiotics on Depressive Symptoms in Humans. This focuses primarily on depression. However, a number of those trials looked at anxiety rating scales and subscales. The results were mixed, but there were certainly some positive effects. And then going over a few of those individual trials, in 2011, there was an assessment of a specific strain of two strains of bacteria in healthy volunteers, and it found on formal rating scales, those healthy volunteers had decreased ratings of anxiety. It was a 30-day trial with a probiotic, similar to the clinical trial we saw last fall that was positive for the treatment of depression. Following that up, and I think of note to those of you who want to do a deeper dive, in 2013, a nice trial from UCLA and some researchers in France looked at a fermented milk product. So these are going to translate in the grocery store to things like kefir and yogurt. This study was interesting because they compared individuals who took the fermented dairy product on a daily basis and compared them to controls using fMRI. And they did find a significant influence in terms of the circuitry that was used. They found some alterations and hypothesized that fermented foods can alter some of the circuitry by which we process somatic senses and emotions. So potentially quite useful to our patients with anxiety. And then in 2015, a cross-sectional study looked at neuroticism, fermented foods, and social anxiety. A very interesting trial that found using an interaction model that individuals who had higher neuroticism but ate more fermented foods reported less social anxiety. Now, all of this together seems to indicate that fermented foods may be something to consider with your patients with anxiety. It's certainly something that we're using in our clinic to help increase diversity of the microbiome, but also have the microbiome be populated by more of these good bugs, as we call them, or bacteria that seem to influence anxiety and mental health circuitry. Another nutrient that always stands out when we're thinking about food and mental health are the long-chained omega-3 fats. There was a review in 2009 that really goes over some of the data that exists, but really didn't find a lot. Still, there was a lack of experimental trials, which really is the case today. However, there was a nice trial in medical students in 2011, looking at medical students and their stressors around test time, and found that augmenting or giving them about 2.5 grams of long-chain omega-3 fats, and they used primarily a very heavily weighted EPA formulation. So about 2 grams of that was EPA, and the rest was DHA. They found that medical students on the Beck Anxiety Inventory Scale had about a 20% reduced levels of anxiety. They also looked at LPS-induced interleukin-6 levels and found that those were also significantly reduced. So omega-3 fats may have some role, but again, in nutritional psychiatry, that translates to encouraging our patients to eat more fatty fish and more bivalves, one way that they can get more of those long-chained omega-3 fats. There's a nice trial looking at celiac disease in the Scandinavian Journal of Gastroenterology that followed patients with celiac disease for 1 year and found and compared them to controls. There were 35 patients with celiac disease placed on the gluten-free diet. At the beginning of the trial, those individuals had significant levels of anxiety. About 75% of the patients with celiac disease had significant anxiety. That reduced over the year of a gluten-free diet to only about 25% reporting significant anxiety. So a robust finding. They compared that to 59 healthy controls. However, going on a gluten-free diet did not improve their depressive symptoms. So an interesting finding in celiac patients that a gluten-free diet can improve anxiety, but not necessarily depression. And then finally, a 2002 meta-analysis of the literature looked at diabetic patients, blood sugar control, and anxiety. They found some significant correlations. Patients with diabetes who had hyperglycemia did report more anxiety. So those of you who are working in hospital settings or have a significant number of patients with diabetes in your practice, just, you know, something to pay attention to at times. Clinically, here in New York, what do we do in the brain food clinic? Well, anxiety is one of our favorite symptoms to treat with food for a number of reasons. For our patients with things like panic disorder, for example, we find often that patients aren't eating in a regulated way, and a lot more anxiety and panic happens when patients are hungry or patients haven't been feeding themselves a diet that has robust amounts of protein and fats. So we'll often go through the day with patients and really help them think of a more structured eating plan, especially for our busy professionals who are often at work, who might skip a meal. This is when we tend to see a lot more anxiety and panic. So we'll help them, for example, stock the workplace with, you know, long shelf life but high nutrient density food. So there can always be something, an apple, a yogurt, a piece of cheese, some nuts. Those are all some of the interventions we like to see so people can be well fed. Overall, anxiety certainly can be influenced by food, and the same data that has told us a lot recently about depression and food does feel like it spills over, given the sense that most of our interventions in psychiatry that treat depression, like psychotherapy and SSRIs, also do treat anxiety. So overall, increasing the nutrient density of your patient's diet, focusing on leafy greens, more rainbow vegetables, more seafood, eliminating the culprits of highly processed food, foods that are quite sugary, foods that in some patients can certainly contribute to more anxiety, as the data tells us. Now, we're very curious, what are you finding in your practice about food and anxiety? Please let us know in the comments below, and thanks so much for listening.